Well, good morning, everyone.
早晨。
Thank you for inviting me to come back here again.
多謝大家再次邀請我嚟到你中間。
You know, after you go on your fall retreat, fall camp,
啱嚟講緊你話去秋教營。
You'll want a good dessert.
你想唔想一個好嘅甜品呢？
And in your bulletin, I offer you a dessert buffet.
所以喺你裏邊咧，我有一個buffet，一個甜品buffet。
The week after you come back.
就是你回来之后那个礼拜呢,
we have an event that's advertised in this brochure.
就有一个项目呢, 就在你收到那张广告那里有的。
We call it Celebrating Thanksgiving and Inviting.
就是一个感恩的聚会啦, 是邀请大家参加。
It has a dessert buffet.
有一个甜品的自助餐, 即是任食那样。
It has three men and women who will share their testimonies of finding freedom from homosexuality.
而有几位呢, 他们和大家分享呢, 他们在同性恋方面怎样去得到自由。
You'll have one parent who talks about what it's like to be a parent of a gay son.
有一对夫妇呢, 就说, 当我儿子是一个同性恋者的时候, 我怎样去处理呢?
We'll have a pastor from People's Church talking about how they have sought to be a welcoming church that still believes the conservative view in Scripture.
有个牧师在People's Church在多伦多就说怎样一个教会去接纳这类的朋友弟兄姊妹。
We'll have Hiram Joseph lead us in some worship.
也有人带我们领诗。
And we'll have a panel discussion at the front with some frequently asked questions.
还有问题解答时间的。
So I want to invite you to come the week after you come back from fall camp.
所以你去完秋教營之後呢, 就記得來參加我們的聚會了。
We had a good time last year when we did this.
去年我們有過一次, 我們都有一個好的時光。
And so I think that's why I'm inviting you to come again this year.
所以今年我再一次邀請大家參加。
That's my advertisement.
這個就是我要宣傳的了。
Now, throughout this year, you have been following a theme of deep spiritual change.
我留意到過去一年,你都在屬靈生命怎樣能夠進心呢,一直在研究的。
And the word change is a very important word.
訓練本身是一個很重要的字眼。
It's an important word for Exodus Global Alliance.
這個字對我們的機構來說都很重要。
And it's a word with many different meanings.
因為這字本身有很多層面的意思。
Scripture tells us that God calls us to deep spiritual change.
聖經告訴我們, 神呼召我們能夠在靈裡面有一個很深的改變。
That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
所以怎樣為之叫基督徒呢? 怎樣為之跟隨耶穌呢?
Jesus provides the sacrifice for our sins.
耶穌為我們的罪付上我們的罪價。
Jesus provides us with eternal life.
祂給我們有一個永生的盼望。
Jesus also leads us into experiencing His joy.
耶稣继续带领我们经历祂的喜乐。
And He leads us into experiencing deep spiritual change.
更加重要的是要带领我们继续经历生命上面深而长久的改变。
So today I'd like to look at Hebrews chapter 12.
所以今天我们一起来看希伯来书12章。
About what it says about the changes that come when we follow Jesus.
當我們跟隨耶穌之後,要經歷什麼改變呢?
So join me in a prayer.
我們一起禱告。
Father God,
天父,
we affirm that you have spoken through the Scriptures.
我們很肯定你是透過聖經對我們說話。
And we affirm that your Holy Spirit brings life to the Scriptures.
我們深知道你的聖靈是透過你的說話帶給我們生命的改變。
So that you speak to us through them.
所以求你透過你的話向我們講說話。
Grant us understanding of what you have inspired in the book of Hebrews.
當我們看希伯來書的時候, 讓我們看見你想跟我們講些什麼。
Amen.
阿門。
Now before we look at the text, let me just review briefly what the world was like to the writer and the readers of the book of Hebrews.
我們未看十二章之前, 我先講一講大概 背景啊，到底希伯来书当时系一个咩时代咧
？It was a world with a lot of threats.
当时个世代咧，有好多佢哋受到压力。
Particularly threats to new Christians.
特别对初信主人咧，有好多嘅压力。
Some of the threats were to drift back into the shadows of uncertainty.
有啲挑战就系将来系点嘅咧？系冇一个好明朗嘅将来。
Many new Christians had to face questions about who Jesus was or is.
好多新嘅基督徒成日俾人挑战问到底耶稣系边一位。
They had to ask whether he really rose from the dead.
佢真系从死里边复活。
And it was a world of many hardships.
而当时佢哋都受咗好多嘅苦难嘅。
Most people knew poverty.
好多人都喺贫困里边。
Most of them knew occupation as a foreign country ruled their land.
系你俾外族嘅去管理佢哋自己嘅国土。
They knew civil unrest.
当时好多嘅民生嘅问题。
And they lived with religious persecution.
喺宗教上面、信仰上面，亦都受到好多嘅逼迫。
And so because of these things, the writer of Hebrews urges them to find encouragement in the sufferings of Christ.
所以由于当时佢哋喺咁嘅处境咧，咁所以呢个写本书嘅作者想鼓励佢哋。
He writes in chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
所以喺十二章头嗰三节，一到三节。
Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses,
所以佢就话，既然我哋有咁多见证人，好似云彩嘅环绕住我哋。
Witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down.
就叫我哋摆开、摆低一切嘅重担。
Especially the sin that so easily trips us up.
特别系容易缠累我哋嘅罪。
Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us.
佢话全心忍耐奔跑，摆喺我哋前边嘅路程。
We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith.
我哋能够咁做，因为我哋专心嘅仰望耶稣，佢系信始成终嘅耶稣。
Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame.
好似耶稣咁，佢能够经历咁多苦难，都成就佢嘅使命，系因为佢眼系望住前边嘅喜乐。
And now he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne.
而家耶稣就系坐喺宝座上边，去享受嗰个成果。
Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people.
所以有時諗翻耶穌為我哋佢經歷過咩嘅頂撞。
And then you won't become weary and give up.
你就冇咁容易會放棄同埋灰心。
Having written that encouragement, then he goes on to say that he wants them to treat the hardships they experience as the Lord's discipline.
讲完呢啲鼓励嘅说话，佢跟住鼓励佢哋就系话：嗱，你记住遇到啲苦难咧，你当系主俾你哋嘅考验啦。
The one other thing that he did is back in chapter 5, he also wrote that amongst those Christians there were people who were immature.
喺第五章佢都讲过，喺当时信主当中有好多人仍都系未人好成长嘅。
He said they still needed milk and they couldn't have solid food yet.
他们只是吃奶都未曾能够可以吃到食物。
He wanted them to understand the solid food about Christ.
所以他们很想他们能够认识主耶稣更多，可以吃到主耶稣给他们更好的食物。
And have the maturity or the deeper life to be able to partake in solid food about Jesus.
然后能够成长，能够从吃奶的阶段去 长大起来。
So that's the backdrop for the book of Hebrews and the book chapter 12.
咁呢啲就係十二章嘅背景啦。
Hardships, varying levels of maturity,
唔同程度嘅唔成長
，and threats，
同埋周圍環境係好多嘅挑戰。
So I think a good way for us to start today would be to ask some questions for ourselves。
所以我哋開始嘅時候，我哋去想問我哋自己有幾個問題。
What kinds of drift are a threat to you？
你而家有冇面對一啲咩挑戰呢？
What kinds of hardships do you face?
你有冇遇到啲咩嘅困难呢？
Where are you in the journey from milk to solid food?
从食奶嘅阶段到食干粮嘅阶段，你而家喺个咩嘅情况呢？
Where are you in the journey for spiritually deep change?
喺呢个生命嘅改变当中，你而家喺边度呢？
Let's pause for a minute to ask the Holy Spirit to bring some things to our mind about these questions.
我俾你几分钟静一静，你问一问圣灵，到底你而家喺边度咧？正话我个问题，你思想一下。
Holy Spirit, we're going to pause and invite you to speak to us about these things.
圣灵，我哋静一落嚟，求你亲自对我哋讲说话。
Amen.
Come on.
What does the Holy Spirit bring to your mind?
当你静一静嘅时候，你有冇谂起啲咩嘢啊？
Let's remember those things as we turn to the text of Hebrews chapter 12.
当你打开十二章去睇嘅时候，你谂翻正话圣灵喺你心里边点样感动你？
We're going to find there the solution to the reader's needs.
看看有没有找到你的需要的答案。
Now rather than making things simple, as if the readers couldn't understand things,
我们将事可以 简单化去。
The writer unfolds the importance of the sacrifice of Christ in ways that we can see how radiant Jesus is.
他讲到主耶稣为我们所付上的，给我们看见主耶稣的美丽。
And his focus is on where we are as believers in Jesus.
他的焦点是我们今天在耶稣面前，我们是一个什么人。
So let's start at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12.
所以我们看看希伯来书十二章。
One of the things it says in the first three verses is that there was joy that was set before Jesus.
开头的三节已经告诉我们，我们其实在前面有喜乐的。
What was the joy that was set before Jesus?
在耶稣前面的喜乐是什么呢？
Do you think it was because he sat down at the right hand of God?
他的喜乐是不是因为他可以坐在神的右边呢？
Hebrews chapter 1 speaks about that.
第一章其实已经告诉我们的答案是什么。
So does Hebrews chapter 8 and chapter 10 all refer to Jesus sitting down at the right hand of God.
第八章、第十章都有讲到耶稣坐在神的右边。
Was that the joy?That was set before Jesus.
咁到底呢个系咪就系耶稣想要得到嘅喜乐咧
？Or might be different possibility is that it was the fact that he was glorified.
有可能嘅，因为咁代表咗佢系被荣耀啦。
Hebrews chapter 2 refers to Jesus being glorified.
第二章有讲到主耶稣系被荣耀啦。
But neither one of those things is the joy that was set before Jesus.
但其实真正在他前面的喜乐不是这些东西。
The joy of Jesus was and is to bring us, you and me, to where he is.
耶稣最大的喜乐是能够将你和我带到他的去的地方，和他一起分享他的喜乐。
The joy set before Jesus is to bring us to be with him at the right hand of God.
所以神耶稣最大的喜乐是能够带到我们，你和我去到神的右边，一起同他一起坐在这里。
Not only was it the joy of Jesus, but it's also the joy for us.
不单是耶稣的喜乐，也是我们每个人的喜乐。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 says that Jesus has brought those who believe in him into a community of joy.
在22节那里他说耶稣带我们去到一个团体，这个团体是充满喜乐的。
The deep spiritual change that God leads you and me in brings us to a place of joy.
当你的生命被耶稣去从深远的改变的时候，你就会经历到一份很大的喜乐。
Hebrews 12 calls it a mountain of joy.
他说好像一个高山那样的喜乐。
It's not a call to dreary work.
神呼召我们不是只是做字做得很辛苦的样子。
God's call is not a call to just try harder.
耶稣的呼召不是说努力继续给心机做了。
God's call to deep spiritual change is a call to joy.
主耶稣的呼召是我们被祂改变，以致我们能够享受到那份的喜乐。
In the previous chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, he writes how Jesus pioneers and perfects our faith.
在十一章讲到耶稣怎样去做一个先锋，示范怎样能够叫做信神到尾。
Jesus even uses hardships to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace.
是透过很多苦难耶稣带到公义的果子。
And now, in Hebrews 12, in the middle of the chapter, he shows us what this harvest of righteousness looks like.
十二章的中间就告诉我们，当你得到公义的果子的时候是怎么样的。
In verses 12 to 17, he explains what people are like when they experience this deep change.
十二节到十七节就说，如果当你被神改变你的生命的时候，你是结什么果子，你的生命会是怎么样的。
These people make every effort to live in peace with everyone.
这些人是尽他们所能和周围的人都活在和平的里面。
They make every effort to live out Christ's holiness.
他们不单止与众人和睦，还要是追求圣洁。
And remember, in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, we've been made holy through the sacrifice of Jesus once and for all.
在第十章已经讲了，因为透过主耶稣为我们舍命，我们每个人已经是得以成为圣洁。
These people care that others don't fall short of God's grace.
这些人是关心其他的人，他们得不到神的恩典。
They look after each other.
他们是互相的扶持，互相的看顾。
They ensure that bitterness does not take root in themselves or other people.
这些人他们会很着重，我们中间不会有任何大家的不和，或者有些苦涩的一些种子埋藏在中间。
They make sure no one is immoral.
他们会大家看顾大家，直到大家当中不会有任何不道德的事情在那里。
And that's a reference to sexual purity.
这个就是在性方面保持圣洁。
And they make sure no one is godless.
他要去谋求没有人是不爱主的。
Instead, desiring the righteousness of Christ.
而大家同心的去渴求有主耶稣那份的公义圣洁。
After telling us what these people are like,
所以在12到17章讲完，17节讲给我们听，到底这些人是怎样的之后呢？
The next verses of Hebrews 12 speak of a mountain of fear and a mountain of joy.
所以18节你留意到他就讲话一个好似山咁高嘅喜乐，或者山咁高嘅，亦都同样嘅挑战。
The writer uses the illustration of two mountains to speak of the realities of the joy in Christ that we experience.
他用咗两个山呢个嘅图画话俾我哋听，喺现实生活里边，我哋一方面系有挑战，但系我哋同样间系有咁大嘅喜乐。
Back in Hebrews 11, the author wrote about what the Old Testament people longed for.
所以十一章佢讲咗好多喺旧约嘅人物，佢哋盼望得到嘅系咩嘢？
Hebrews 11:10 speaks of Abraham.
所以第十一章第十节就开始讲亚伯拉罕。
Abraham longed for the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
所以亚伯拉罕一直追求嘅系天上边嗰份嘅圣城。
Verses 13 to 16 say that these people were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
13节开始都讲话，我哋追求嘅系一个更好、更美嘅城市。
They longed for a country that God had prepared for them.
一个能够神预备咗俾佢哋永久嘅居所。
Now in verse chapter 12, the author writes that this city of God is our present reality.
所以在十二章告诉我们，这个神的圣城就是我们现在面对的现实。
And he writes it's not a terrifying experience like the Moses and the Israelites experienced at Mount Sinai.
所以这种挑战不是一种恐惧。
Our experience is different.
我们今天的经历是不同的。
Hebrews 12 verses 22 to 24 describes this as something that's real, happening right now, to followers of Jesus.
所以22节开始就嗌我哋点去继续嘅跟随耶稣。
I'll read it to you.
我哋去读。
You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God.
22节，你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神嘅城邑，就是天上嘅耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering.
那里有千万嘅天使。
You've come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven.
有名录在天诸长子之会所聚嘅总会。
You've come to God Himself, who is the judge over all things.
有审判众人嘅神。
You have come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven, who've now been made perfect.
和被成全之义人嘅灵魂。
You have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people.
第四节，并新约嘅中保耶稣。
And to the sprinkled blood which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel.
以及所洒嘅血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
The writer says repeatedly, this experience is real now for you and me and the readers of Hebrews.
所以作者不停地告诉我们，告诉希伯来当时的人， 这些经历是现实来的，是真的，是现在可以经历到的。
He keeps repeating the words, you have come.
他不停地说,你已经来到这个。
It's his way of saying it's real now.
所以就是现在你已经是经历的。
And he says it's going to become even more so when Jesus returns.
而当主耶稣再回来的时候，我们现在经历到的东西会更完备、更真实。
So the joy of Jesus is our present reality.
所以耶稣的喜乐，我们今天已经可以尝得到。
It's what we receive as we journey with him in spiritually deep change.
当你经历生命上面深而长久的改变的时候，你就明白什么叫做喜乐。
So you and I have come to a place of joyful gathering.
所以今天我们聚在一起的时候，我们一起有一个喜乐的聚会。
Once again, I think we should pause and ask ourselves a question.
所以我们试一下又再静一静去问我们自己一个问题。
Are you actually experiencing the joy of Jesus?
你现在有没有经历到耶稣给你的喜乐呢？
Are you experiencing those things that the writer described earlier in Hebrews?
你有没有经历到刚才我们所说的那种的喜乐呢？
Let's stop again to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us about the joy of Jesus and our experience.
我们邀请圣灵来在我们心里帮我们去思想一下。
Again, Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak to us.
圣灵，我们恳求你对我们的心讲说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Now next in Hebrews chapter 12, the author gives us a warning.
而在12章的尾，这个作者就给我们一个警告了。
Verses 25 to 27 says there is danger in refusing this word of Jesus.
25节到27节就提醒我们，你们如果不听神的话，就有危险了。
Now back at the very beginning, Hebrews chapter 1, He writes that God now speaks through Jesus.
在希伯来书第一章已经告诉我们，现在神是透过耶稣对我们说话。
He writes there's no other word than the final sufficient sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
耶稣在十架为我们所成就的是完备的。
And now in chapter 12, he says refusing this word from Jesus leads to being shaken.
所以十二章现在告诉我们，如果我们不听耶稣的说话，我们的信仰根基就出现一个很大的问题了。Shaken
like an earthquake that's so strong, everything crumbles.
他说我们好像一个遇到会地震一样，你所建立的东西都会拆毁的。Scripture
has showed us that it was possible to grow up in Israel, but not make it to the heavenly Jerusalem.
这里告诉我们，你有可能是去不到永久的家乡。
And it's possible for us to grow up in the church, but not make it to this joy in Jesus.
即是说你可以从出世已经在教会成长，但你最后原来没有去到天堂。
So the author gives us a warning.
所以这里给我们一个很大的提醒和警告。
And he also gives us a promise.
但同样给我们一个很大的应许。
A promise that when Jesus comes to shake things up,
当耶稣来到再回来的时候，地都是震的时候，
No one in Jesus will be shaken.
没有一个在耶稣里面的人是会被碎倒的，碎落的。
All who are in Jesus are part or have received a kingdom that's unshakable.
在耶稣里面的人是得到一个不会被地震影响到的国度。
Sometimes we think that deep spiritual change is all a matter of doctrine.
我们有时以为被改变纯粹是一些理论来的。
Make a list of the 10 important truths that we must affirm.
然后将我们要知道的东西就好像一条条列出来的规条。
But our actions don't change.
但我们知道的东西和我们的生命是两回事，我们的生命是没有被改变的。
We continue to do things that hurt others or hurt ourselves.
我们继续做很多东西去伤害自己，亦都伤害人。
We think we have achieved deep spiritual change because we checked all the truths on the list.
我们以为我们生命改变了，我知道了这么多东西了，我列出来的东西我都懂背了。
Sometimes we think that deep spiritual change is a matter of what we do.
有时我哋以为生命嘅改变就系做啲咩嘢就系生命嘅改变啦。
And we focus on what are Christians supposed to do when they worship？
我哋就着眼点咧，就系作为一个基督徒应该点去做，做啲咩嘢咧咁。
Or we focus on what Christians are supposed to do, or how they are supposed to treat others。
咁我哋跟足嗰啲规条就系、是、基督徒咧就应该做啲咁嘅嘢，就同人哋相处就应该要咁样样。
But we end up being sloppy in what we believe。
但系对我哋所信嘅，其实我哋唔系好认真、好深入嘅。
We don't think much about truth or doctrine。
冇去谂清楚到底我哋所讲嘅嘢，我哋所信嘅嘢系咩嚟嘅咧
？And we treat them as if they don't matter。
好似冇乜所谓咁样。
Neither of those things is the deep spiritual change that Scripture calls us to enter。
所以如果我哋都冇谂清楚嘅时候，我哋生命点会能够有深意长久嘅改变呢
？The Scriptures do insist on loyalty to biblical truth。
圣经好坚持嘅话俾我哋听，我哋对神嘅说话系要忠一。
Believing right things about God, about Jesus, death, heaven and hell determine your eternal destiny.
你有几相信几深嘅相信神嘅死复活同埋你将来嘅永生，就会影响到你走呢条路。
But the scriptures also insist that real faith always includes actions.
所以圣经一直都话。真正的信心一定是有生命的果子是能够流露到出来的。
And so the deep spiritual change that God calls us to experience is both what we believe and what we do.
所以真正的生命的改变不单只是头脑上我们明白的多少东西，而是在生命上流露多少的果子出来。
So in light of what he has said to us in Hebrews chapter 12,
所以在希伯来书十二章他所跟我们讲的，
Let's invite the Holy Spirit to give us understanding about living now in this kingdom of God.
我哋祈求圣灵喺我哋心里面工作，叫我哋今日就喺神嘅国度里边生活。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead us into experiencing the mountain of joy that's talked about.
我哋求圣灵帮我哋经历到呢个喜乐，好似山咁高嘅喜乐喺我哋心里边。
And let's remember the only way to enter this eternal joy is through Jesus.
而叫我哋能唔好忘记，得到咁嘅喜乐系需要一定喺耶稣里边嘅生活。
So maybe let's finish in a prayer。
我哋一齐有个结束嘅祷告。
We're going to take a moment to pray for ourselves。
俾啲时间你为自己祷告先啦。
We're going to pray that we would be a people, we would be individuals who come to Jesus daily。
我希望我哋每个人，单止个人，整体都每日都嚟到耶稣嘅面前。
Asking Jesus for strength and freedom from whatever entangles us.
求祂给力量我们去不受周围的事物去缠绕我们。
Asking Jesus to transform our hearts so that we can experience His joy.
求耶稣去改变我们的心，以致我们享受到祂给我们的喜乐。
Asking Him to help us to truly believe the truth.
求祂给我们真的从心的里面去明白祂的真理。
And to live it out in our daily actions.
以致我哋可以真系喺生命上边活出嚟，流露出嚟。
Let's pause and pray that.
你试下静落嚟，自己咁样祷告。
Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the inspiration of Scripture.
天父，我哋多谢你喺圣经里边俾我哋嘅提示。
And thank you that in it you reveal the sacrifice of Jesus.
多谢你再一次启示我哋耶稣为我哋所付出嘅。
And that his sacrifice gives us forgiveness of sin and eternal life.
佢嘅献上，佢嘅献上嘅祭系带俾我哋生命嘅洁净。
His sacrifice initiates a spiritually deep change in us.
佢嘅牺牲叫我哋能够得到生命嘅改变。
That makes us holy and righteous.
能使我哋能够得成为圣洁。
We sang songs about wanting a holiness, faithfulness.
我哋唱歌，我哋话我哋想有圣洁，我哋想有忠诚。
And we repeat that song in our prayer.
我哋希望喺我哋祷告里边，我哋真系都用嗰首歌嚟做我哋嘅祷告。
Make us people who individually reflect the new life of Christ.
求你改变我哋，以照人哋睇见我哋系俾你改变咗嘅。
Amen.
阿门。
The second thing that we should do is pray about what we are as a church, together, a community of faith.
第二方面咧，唔单止为自己祷告，我哋应该都系为大家一齐嘅祷告。
Because God calls us to be a church that also is transformed in deep spiritual change.
因为作为教会整体咧，同样都系不断嘅有更深嘅改变。
God calls us to be a church who together embrace the call upon the church.
我哋唔单止自己改变，而同大家一齐嘅去被主改变。
The call that's given in Hebrews 12 to listen to God.
所以喺十二章嗰度话嗌我哋去听神所讲。
And to work at all of the things that God has called us as a church to do.
我哋同心嘅作为一个教会，一齐嘅去将主耶稣嘅教训活出嚟。
So let's pause for a minute and think about our own church history here.
所以我哋亦都静一静，谂谂我哋教会嘅成立以嚟。
The things that God has called us to.
神点样呼召我哋？
What we're doing about them right now.
我哋而家做紧啲咩嘢咧？
Now let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Once again, Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us together as a church.
天父，我哋多谢你呼召我哋能够成为一家，成为一个教会。
Thank you for the particular calls you have placed upon us as a community of faith.
多谢你俾我哋睇有嘅异象。
We together as a church embrace the call.
我哋作为整体，我哋一齐嘅去承接你俾我哋嘅呼召。
We will together listen to you.
我哋一齐嘅同心嘅去听你嘅话。
And we will together work at all the things that you lead us in.
我哋都会跟从你嘅带领。
Amen.
阿门。
Thank you.
多谢大家。